Unit 4, Section 1, Exercise A.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to today's lecture. This is the third in this series of psychology lectures, and today we're going to be looking at happiness, or more specifically, the relationship between wealth and happiness. Does having more material wealth increase or decrease your happiness?
Unit 4, Section 1, Exercises B and C.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to today's lecture. This is the third in this series of psychology lectures, and today we're going to be looking at happiness, or more specifically, the relationship between wealth and happiness. Does having more material wealth increase or decrease your happiness? It would seem to be common sense that more money will make us happier. Most of us aim to increase our income throughout our lives to enable us to buy more material comforts, such as a car or our own home, or provide the resources to raise a family, and so on. And we think that all of this will make us happy. If we didn't think money would make us happy, why would anyone try to get rich, right? Well, as expected, the results of an international study confirm the idea that, in general, people with higher incomes feel more satisfied with their lives. This was the case when comparisons were made between people in different countries, as well as between different income groups within the same country. However, other surprising research has indicated that people with higher incomes are not necessarily happier than those who earn less. Although these two studies seem to contradict each other by saying, on the one hand, that wealthier people are more content, and on the other hand, that wealthier people aren't happier, both offer some very interesting insights into the connection between wealth and happiness. Nevertheless, the first thing to consider is the possible explanations for the differences in the findings of these two studies. The most crucial factor is the terminology used. Quite simply, satisfaction and happiness are different things. Various factors have an influence on happiness, and satisfaction is just one element of happiness. So, why do people with higher incomes experience lower levels of happiness? A recent study has investigated this question. Research suggests that in addition to satisfaction, another element of happiness is enjoying the simple things in life, like a beautiful sunny day or a great cup of coffee. People with lots of money can purchase lots of positive life experiences, like exotic vacations and expensive meals, and as a result, they may enjoy everyday pleasures less. Another issue is thought to be how this...
Unit 4, Section 2. Exercise A.
Look at this. Laughter therapy.
Yeah, I read about that. Apparently, laughing can help people feel happier and less stressed. So now they're using it as a therapy.
That sounds really interesting. Do you know what it involves?
I'm not sure exactly, but I think they explain how laughter could help you deal with a problem. I think you learn techniques to see the positive side of a situation.
That sounds useful. I wonder when they're holding the workshop. Does it say where we can get more information?
I'm sure there's more information on the website. I think we need to register online, and we might need to explain why we want to attend the course.
So, do you want to try it?
Unit 4, Section 4, Exercise A.
Do you think I should take a year off before going to college? I think that if people take a year off, they're more mature when they start school and they get more out of it. What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. If I had taken a year off, I would have traveled around the world. I think it can be a very good idea if you plan it properly and do something useful with it.
I know, but Mom thinks that if I travel for a year, I won't want to go to college when I come back.
Yes, that is a risk. But if I were you, I'd go for it. Just make sure you keep your main goal in mind and don't get distracted.
Unit 4, Section 6, Exercise A. 1A.
What would you do?
B.
What did you do?
2A.
Why would you go?
B.
Why did you go?
3A.
When would you leave?
B.
When did you leave?
4A.
How would you find out?
B.
How did you find out?
Unit 4, Section 6, Exercise B. 1.
What would you do?
2.
Why did you go?
3.
When did you leave?
4.
How would you find out?
Unit 4, Section 7, Exercise B.
How was the workshop you went to last week?
Oh, yeah, the positive thinking workshop? Yeah, well, I was really skeptical at first. I mean, how can someone teach you how to be positive? But I thought, why not give it a chance?
And are you happier?
You know, it was better than I thought it would be. To start off with, we all had to think of one aspect of our lives that we want to improve. I chose the problem I had at work, you know, about that promotion. If I'd taken that extra training course, I would have been promoted. But because I hadn't taken the course, they gave the job to someone else.
Yeah, that was a tough situation.
So when we had chosen our situation, we had to explain it to a partner and explain all the reasons why it was bad and why it was absolutely impossible to do anything about it.
Okay.
And then I had to switch roles with my partner, and she had to pretend to be me and explain my situation to me as if it was her problem.
I see. But how does that help?
Well, that's the interesting part. Every time she said a negative thing, I had to say something positive.
And did that work?
Well, it was kind of strange hearing someone talking about my problem, but after a while, it did make me think about it in a different way, and I came up with one or two ideas about how to change things.
Did they work?
I don't know yet. I'm going to try them out today.
Well, good luck with that, and tell me how it works out.
Unit 4, Speaking Workshop, Exercise A.
Although many people believe that money is the key to happiness, I don't really agree. Personally, I think family and friends are more important. There are two main reasons why I think this. First of all, it's clear that a person can have lots of money and plenty of stuff. They can own houses and cars and nice clothes. But in the end, they are not necessarily happier. Let me give you an example. My friend's grandfather worked for a big financial company. He had a good position there and made a lot of money. But he spent all his time working and never had time to enjoy the money he made or spend any time with his family or friends. When he was old, no one came to visit him, and he became very lonely and depressed. My second reason is that money is very temporary, but friends and family last a lifetime. For example, I had a neighbor once who had a lot of money, but one day her house burned down in a fire. She lost all her possessions, just like that. But friends and family are always there for you, whether you are up or down. Relationships with other people are therefore more important to happiness, in my opinion, because they last longer. They aren't necessarily damaged by things like economic crises or losing your job. To sum up what I've been saying, I don't believe money can bring us happiness by itself. Spending too much time worrying about money just takes time away from your relationships with family and friends, who are more likely to make you happy in the long run.